You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, Greenpeace launched a series of workshops and trainings which include practicing boarding on boats with professional climbers in preparation for the arrival of oil company OMV. I spoke to Greenpeace campaigner Sophie Schroeder about the planned activities.
So the Rainbow Warriors arrived in Dunedin and it ran 3 days of training over the last couple of days, some with climb and boat teams and some with the general public. We had a flotilla of kayaks came out to meet the Rainbow Warrior as it came into harbour. We had a protest on land and we had climbers hanging from the side of the ship, all to show this company, OMV, an Austrian oil company that wants to drill in this region, that it is not welcome here.
Why is it necessary to have this type of training?
People up and down New Zealand have shown that they are opposed to oil drilling in our waters. The Labour government has agreed with us, and that's why the coalition made this decision to end oil and gas permits going forward. But there are still a few permits that already exist, and oil companies still planning to come, and New Zealanders are showing that they will not stand for that. It's not in our interests, and it's not what we stand for.
So is the goal to board these boats when OMV arrive, and how effective is this type of protest?
There's no particular goal at the moment. The Rainbow Warrior is giving people a range of skills so that they are prepared to confront any drillship that may turn up in these waters. There are all sorts of ways that people have shown their opposition over the last 8 years while Greenpeace has been running this campaign against deep sea oil. And there will be many ways going forward, but people have really expressed an interest in being prepared to stand up to the oil giants.
When will OMV begin oil exploration?
So OMV has permits in all three active permit areas around the country, so the Great South Basin off Dunedin, Taranaki, and off the Wairarapa coast as well. We know that they have a drill commitment coming up by July next year in the Great South Basin, although it looks like they're trying to push that out and play for time, which we're strongly opposing and calling on the Minister of Energy, Megan Woods, not to approve. We also know that they have plans to drill exploratory wells off Taranaki later on next year. They can expect resistance in that area as well.
Why does Greenpeace oppose OMV? You've stated OMV is one of 100 companies that make up 70% of the world's climate pollution. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. So OMV is one of the companies that is causing climate change by drilling and burning oil. We know we have to stop doing this. We have more oil and gas that's already been discovered in the world than can be burnt, and it makes absolutely no sense to look for more. This is the new oil that has to stay in the ground. We've just been told by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the world's leading authority, the scientists who are telling us that we need to halve our climate emissions in the next 10 years. Now, that's a massive task, and we're not on track to do that, but we need to be taking every measure we can to phase out fossil fuels instead of continuing the expansion of them.
Does OMV only have permits for exploration at this stage?
No, OMV have also recently acquired Shell's assets in New Zealand, including the already producing oil and gas assets in Taranaki, both offshore and onshore. They also have 7 exploration permits for new oil and gas in Taranaki, Wairarapa and the Great South Basin. And that now makes them the biggest player in New Zealand and the company we need to get rid of.
So explain the implications of this exploration in New Zealand.
Well, for the last 10 years, the national government opened up more and more of New Zealand's waters for oil companies to come and look for offshore oil and gas. And so Greenpeace, together with thousands of people up and down the country, have opposed this. We've had wins along the way. We've kicked out a number of these oil companies, and this year, the coalition government announced that it would stop granting permits. There are a few that remain, however, and so while we've won most of the war, there are a few battles left But we intend to do everything we can to get rid of the last remaining oil companies from our waters and protect our future.
So you explained the mobilisation and action trainings will happen at different locations around the country. Where will the Rainbow Warrior be touring?
So the Rainbow Warrior is it's on its last leg of this tour, and it is heading down to Stewart Island at the moment. But we will continue to run trainings to prepare people so that they can resist any oil and gas exploration. We've heard from all the people we've been talking to as we've travelled down the country that there's huge demand for this sort of thing. People want to stand up against the oil industry, but often they don't know how. So we have people who help them find all the different ways that that make that possible. And it is many different ways that form a movement that actually can change the course of history, which is what we did in April this year.
So yeah, it's the mobilisation training that's open to the public, is that correct? And then there's another training that's run with climbers.
That's correct. Well, there's all sorts of ways to be involved, but the climbers are very experienced, and so obviously that requires some training, but there are also entry-level ways for people to become involved. So some of that we've been trying over the weekend with people getting out in kayaks for the first time and practising kayaktivism on the water. But we will be running workshops and non-violent direct action training around the country over the coming months. So stay tuned.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.